The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors, one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to them, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another, the steward said, 'And how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 quarts of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcome into eternal dwelling.'" The person who is trustworthy in small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. At the conclusion of our gospel passage today, Jesus stated, "No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." To us, mammon means money, usually. But it can be a lot of other things. It can be one of any of the deadly seven sins: pride, gluttony, and so forth. But today, we all must choose which master we want to serve, God or mammon. Our choice will determine in which way we see the world and how we live our lives. Therefore, what Jesus is asking us this Sunday or Saturday night is of prime importance. St. Ignatius offers us a meditation in his Spiritual Exercises that provides a helpful illustration to guide our position on the spiritual journey, to gauge what master has the hold of our heart. About halfway through the spiritual exercise, St. Ignatius invites one to enter into the meditation of two standards. In this exercise, one comes to realize there are two standards, two forces, two masters that we must deal with, that are compelling for our mind and hearts: Jesus and Satan. Both are vying for our attention and fidelity. While Satan presents to us the allure of wealth and possession and power as the aim of our lives, Jesus presents to us the way of spiritual service and humility as the aim of our life. Under the tutelage of Satan, who represents the spirit of the world, we are led to believe that material possessions and power are the be-all and end-all of life. Everything is for the sake of accumulating money, wealth, possession, and gaining power. If we give our hearts to Christ, on the other hand, we are given a different and life-giving perspective. When Christ is our master of our heart, we come to the realization that all that we have is a gift from Him, allowing for an attitude of gratitude for what we have been given, as opposed to an attitude of greed and wanting. It is then we realize that we can use the goods we have received for the glory of God and the good of others. It is then we become trustworthy, stewards of wealth that are given to us, that has been given from above. And so Jesus' statement, "I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcome in eternal dwellings." And this is the key statement for today's gospel. This is what it hinges on. The world encourages or gives us an attitude in which we use people to gain what we want for ourselves. Jesus, on the other hand, if we are under His standard, we use things that are given to us so that we gain people. We gain people for God. If almsgiving and giving of good can open others to the love and friendship of the church and ultimately Christ Himself, then that's what we must do. We must give money, whatever it takes, whatever they need. Now, many pagan religions in the ancient world tend to have been a semi-magical way to manipulate or appease the spiritual realm. That usually involved many gods, in order to gain the material wealth or the good fortune for themselves. Christianity is, again, precisely the reverse of this. In a religion in which we sacrifice material goods in order to gain spiritual wealth. This is one reason why health and wealth type sermons are often perversions. Periodically we hear on the radio or seen on TV or somewhere or Reddit that preaching Christ means a way to the good life, the good things, easy street. We call it name it and claim it theology. This is a return to paganism, a subordination of the spiritual world to the material world. It does not lead to true conversion, because as long as Jesus is not the true means to the end, it is not of God. If God isn't what you are seeking at all costs, it's not of Him. It's of the world. We might think about Christ's mission statement at the beginning of His ministry in Nazareth, where He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind." And that doesn't mean someone without eyesight. It means those that we do not see. To open our eyes to who He is and what He is and what He has in store for us. Once we have given ourselves over to Jesus as our one master, we are free from the slavery of sin, and our vision is open to the love of God, and our spiritual paths are made known to us. We now know the way to heaven. Wealth and possessions lose the domineering factor. They have little importance to us then, allowing us to become more generous, more helpful in the building of the kingdom of God. The Master, Jesus Christ, invites us to take our standard with Him, to be children of God, May we choose Christ as our master to direct our wealth and possessions, not for our own ends, but for his glory. God bless.